Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Over the years, I've thought long and hard about what business is, looking at it from many different perspectives and many different angles. And I've tried to define what is business in my own mind. And I've come to the realization that business comes down to understanding a very few words. And those words are, you are in business to solve a problem. Doesn't matter what business you're in. If there was no problem, there would be no business. If there would be no problem, people wouldn't be willing to pay you to solve that problem. So that defines business. And in our business, we have to recognize what our problems are. And what we do is we hire employees or coworkers to solve problems. When we solve those problems, people pay us, and then we make a profit. But we can't solve every problem. That's why we need to have employees. There are many problems swirling around, and some people are experts in one thing, and other people are experts in other things. But do you know what your employees are expecting? Do you know what you expect from them? Have you really thought about the jobs that they're doing? What is the requirement of that job? The first step is, are we hiring the right person that understands the job? In some jobs, we need people who are customer service oriented. In other jobs, we need people that are aggressive. In some jobs, we need laborers. In other jobs, we need salespeople. But in each one of those categories, what is expected of that employee? And have we communicated to that employee exactly what's expected of them? What goals we have in place for them? What activity we need to have? What do we expect? If we don't know what we expect, if we don't communicate it to them, how can we expect them to get the job done? Most people want to please. They want to do a good job. They want to know that they're being productive. They want to know that they're being useful. But if they don't know what they are to do or what your expectations are or what the expectations are of the business, how in the world can they meet those expectations? So if you want to be successful, if you want to have a company without stress, you have to hire the right people. And if they're not the right people, you unfortunately need to replace them and find the right people. Then you have to know what the problem is you're trying to solve, what you want them to do, and they need to know what the expectations are. Now, I know that we have job descriptions, but do we just say, here's the job description? Do we really understand what's in the job description? Does the employee understand what's in the job description? Because if they don't, how can they do the work? They are employees. They are not management. And when we do have management people, it's the same story. Do the management people know what you expect of them? Do they understand the people under them? So it comes down to solving a problem. It comes down to expectations. Comes down to explaining what those expectations are and getting the job done and moving on to the next problem. And if you understand those sequence of events and add your own in, you'll be phenomenally successful. This is Howard Lewinter. What do you expect of yourself? What do you expect of your business? Expectations are the word of the day. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.